There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Tuesday the 5th of May, Cinco de Mayo, which is something that happens if you have a plugged up sink, and we'll discuss that after a while. And
that shouldn't be funny.
Of course it should. Why shouldn't it be funny?
I don't know.
Megan, where did Megan come from? My daughter's name is Megan. Molly Page is here. Kent Kessler is here. Doug Steffen is here to wrap ourselves around the story of the day or the week. Where these two gunmen come from? Is the news media making too much of this? Is the whole act of having this event being made too much of? There's always something here that sort of grabs us, the practical side of how to handle this. Is something, unfortunately or fortunately, depending on how you look historically at our country, this is one of those things. This is what happens in a free society. People express themselves. We become less and less free, more and more judgmental. And so the people who are suggesting, Kenny and Molly, mm-hmm. this is a freedom of speech issue, there is a fine line between what we are allowed to say, not shouldn't say allowed to say, because that's a horrible word to use in this context. What there is about all of us is that some of us are smarter than others. Some of us are dumber than others. Some of us are better looking than others. Some of us are stronger than others. Some of us are older than others. There are all kinds of comparative degrees here. But when it gets right down to it, you either can say what you want and then suffer the consequences or not. Which is it? Why is there this continuing focus on, well, they really didn't have the right to do this? Of course they had the right to do it, because they're in America. Unless America is not going to be a free country anymore, and a lot of us wonder out loud and to ourselves whether it really is a free country.
But people are asking, why do it? Of course they had the right to
why
do it.
Why do it? Because they wanted to do it. Because they're stupid.
Why?
Because they're ignorant.
Well,
because
you do have a right to be stupid in
right.
America.
Yeah, and so judgmentally speaking, the people who were involved in this once again had been watched by the FBI, or at least one of them was watched by the FBI, And they didn't get it right. Apparently, they didn't get it right because the guy shot up the place. As far as I can see, there was one person who was wounded. They shot the place up, but nobody else got hurt. Right?
Cops took him out. I mean, they took him out, and they were wearing body armor, Simpson and Sufi.
The two who perpetrated this were wearing body armor. Okay.
Yeah.
So the police, I heard them crowing yesterday as I was walking through the airport about how they did such a great job. It's their job to do that job. Unless they were, I'm missing something. Were they part of a higher detail, or were they there just to, that I don't have a clear fix on in terms of the news. These people had this event to make fun of the prophet, and that's really what they were doing. And they were sort of giving everybody the up yours. Is this the American salute? There it is, right there. And so these guys heard about it. They decided to protect the image of Allah. But this one person has been working on trying either to get out of here or go to the Middle East or somehow or other involve himself in this quote-unquote fight for quite a while, right? How long has he been on the scope of the FBI?
2010, actually. So, they arrested
5 years.
Elton Simpson. Yeah.
I think there's a whole lot going on here that is a part of the landscape and part of what we, like it or not, have to decide we're going to live with or not, depending on the kind of country we want to be in. That's my take on it. Kenny?
Well, I think it was just stupid, almost bordering on
stupid on the part of the people who conducted the cartoon contest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm not condoning the two idiots from Arizona who went in there with guns to kill people.
Hmm.
But it was, I mean, they were obviously trying to incite something. Having there was no purpose to having a Muhammad cartoon drawing contest.
Was there no like reason. Week's vacation or something? What did you get for?
No, there was a
the
cash. There was a cash prize. But
how much was the prize?
I don't know. A couple thousand dollars.
Really?
Where'd that money? Deep question.
Hold on just a second. Where did the prize money come from? Who
from
put
the,
that up?
From that organization.
American group of bigots? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. The American Bigotry Society. That's what they should be. Yeah. But at any rate, but we can have shoulda, woulda, and couldas all day long. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Molly or Ken at DougStefan.com or Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. What, by the way, is the seems to be the rule of thumb with comments on social media, Kenny?
This issue and also people still talking about the rest of the officers in Baltimore.
Yeah, okay. So do we have some cogent comments about the Texas gunman?
I'll let you decide.
Okay, thank
Sean
you.
Sean says, can't we all just agree that both sides in this event are stupid and have no leg to stand on?
Maybe. Yep. I think you may have the strongest leg there, sir, with that comment. Keep going, Kenny.
Andrew says, what idiots throw and advertise an event specifically designed to offend more than a billion people?
Well, yeah, I wonder if, did they really think it through that much? They think they just have something like this. What about, never mind, I was going to say something, but I won't. That might be more infuriating what I was thinking than whatever else is going on. All right, so what else?
Let's see. Sandy says, even if the organizers of the event might be a hate group, they didn't break any laws.
Mm-hmm.
The attackers, on the other hand, felt like they had the right to murder just because they were insulted.
Hmm. Huh. There you go. Hmm. Yaman.
You're pretty laid back now, aren't you?
Not only because they only had 4 hours sleep. Other than that, I'd be fine.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So this is that never-ending story. And how we deal with it, there will be no deal. There's so many stories that have no ending. This one, the immediate effect of this ends badly for the two gunmen. For the person who was it a policeman who got injured?
Yeah, he's okay. I believe he was. It was a security officer, and he was shot in the leg. Or in
was
the
he a security officer or was he a policeman? Because they're two different things.
Yes, that's what
yes,
I'm saying.
What?
He was either a security officer or a police officer, but I believe he was a security officer. I can find out in a second.
They had both there. They hired a security detail and also had local police.
Yeah, they hired extra security for the event. Police were also on hand, and it was police that actually shot and killed the gunman.
How long has this organization been in existence, and how many other things like this have they had? Do they usually have the police at their events? Is this like the KKK?
I think the reason there was so much security was this guy that they had brought in as the speaker.
It was the one who came from Amsterdam, didn't he?
Yeah.
He was connected to Charlie Hebdo or whatever his name is.
Right. No, he's not connected to them. He's just a very hateful man who has a grudge against Islam, who has been charged with all kinds of hate crimes in different countries, was banned from the UK for a while, and there is a bounty on his head from I don't know if it's ISIS or one of those groups.
Mm. All right,
this is a security officer who was shot in the leg.
Okay, 888-302-3684. I think there's enough on that for us to chew on for a while. 15 after the hour on Good Day.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin. Powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have those pesky bags and puffiness under your eyes, they've been there too long. Every time you look in the mirror, you're not happy. Do not wait another minute. Call 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell. GenuCell uses the power of plant stem cells to target the bags and the puffiness, the lines, the things around your eyes that you don't like. After a long time, these people perfected this formula. You're going to love it. GenuCell will help reduce the puffiness and lines around your eyes immediately. 800-543-9262. And guys, you can use it too. It works for both men and women. I underscore that because I use it all the time. Instant effect. See results overnight, guaranteed, or your money back. GenuCell. Get rid of the lines, the puffiness, the bags around your eyes. 800-543-9262. Order now, and the company will double the amount of GenuCell sent to you. Call 800-543-9262. 800-543-9262.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Growth can be an intimidating six-letter word, especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need one eight-letter word, G-R-A-I-N-G-E-R, Granger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over a million products across almost every category, Granger has the resources to help us grow. Now, can you guess what my favorite four-letter word is? W-O-R-K. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Getting things sorted out, if you will. Here's some good news for those of you who have any money in the stock market. Hopefully, maybe you have a retirement, or maybe your wife has done a nice job holding the money that's in the shoebox under your bed and put it into something that was in a stock in the Standard & Poor's Index. There was a record yesterday. Actually, it was the second straight day for the end of the quarter corporate results. And most of the reports are coming in better than expected. So if you look at the major indices, not how they call, that's what all of these are, S&P 500, the NASDAQ, the Dow Jones Industrials, most of them ended their the day off of their earlier highs. But the S&P 500 came in about 3 below its record finish of all time. It's finished today at 21,14.48, below its high set April the 24th. Dow Jones Industrial Average finished 3%, 0.3% higher. NASDAQ Composite Index up 0.2%. So this is all about improved manufacturing outlooks, investor happiness. But investors are so fickle. They're kind of like the people who are doing the cartoon stuff, in a sense. They're not that they're doing crazy things, but there's a sort of fickleness to what it is. I think, I hope you get my drift here. Investors are very fickle. And so what happens today oftentimes has no relevancy on what will happen tomorrow, and sometimes doesn't have a trail from yesterday. It's just one of those things, because if you understand what it is that throws the market off, it's usually the craziest psychological stuff. It has nothing to do really with money or how well a company's doing. 21 after.
A Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Stephens Good Day program. At this point in the hour, we focus on music, so I thought it would be kind of cool if we went back to this week in 1989 for the top five songs, starting with Bon Jovi. I'll be there for you. Crank that up, Kara, for a second, will you? Number five this week in 1989. All right, so who remembers what about this song?
Sixth grade.
Sixth grade.
Yep.
Really? And what was going on with you in the sixth grade?
Oh, I was probably pressing on some boy.
In the sixth grade?
And I felt like kind of like a bad mamma jamma for liking this song because I was such a goody-goody.
Really?
And this stuff was, this was considered heavy metal, which is so funny. Yeah. Like Bon Jovi.
Really?
Yeah. Pretty right. Heavy song.
So.
And Roses, Def Leppard.
You know, the biggest problem with you is that you do come across as a goody-goody, and you really aren't.
I don't know if I'm offended or happy that you said that.
I think you should, you know, kind of pick your own poison.
Jen has her dark side.
She does have her dark side. That's correct.
Oh, right. It's a fine line between naughty and nice.
That's very true. Number four during this week in 1989 belonged to Tone Loc. How did I do, Jennifer? Is that right?
Very good. Yes.
Tone Loc.
During the break, Doug, you get Tone Loc.
I had pronunciation lessons during the break. Right. Make sure I got Tone Loc right. Is he related to Suge?
No.
No relation to Suge?
No.
Tone Loc. Medina.
Yeah.
Your butt cannot stay still when the song comes on. It has a mind of its own.
This is called Funky Cold Medina.
Yeah.
What does that mean to you?
Okay, I'll go get it.
It's right to the core of everything that's going on that's good with us, right?
Yes.
All right, so why don't we, as long as I mentioned...
Cold Medina was actually... code for the date
rape. Yeah. Well, it's kind of more like girly Viagra.
Yeah.
Right? That doesn't want to know anything.
I don't want to know anything.
This song could not fly if it were released today.
It's
about flipping something in a girl's drink and then she wants to get it on.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Kara. Before we go there, we need to update the status of Suge. What's going on with Suge?
Suge has a lot going on, Dougie. Yeah. First, he pleaded not guilty when he, backed over a person twice, like moved forward and then threw it in reverse and backed up. But he's not guilty, he says. And there's a big fight this weekend. I don't know if you got the breaking news, but Mayweather's facing off against Pacquiao, and everybody's going nuts about this fight.
Really?
Well, Mayweather, who is no stranger to the law himself, he was in trouble for domestic violence, said that if he wins his fight against Pacquiao, he expects that he will cover his Suge Knight's $10 million bail.
With the winnings?
With the winnings.
Great. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, back.
Friends.
And now, as Casey says, and now back to the countdown. Number three this week in 1989, Roxette. I remember them, but I don't remember the song, I don't think.
Oh, this is a great song. Yeah, it was a hit.
What made it great?
It was a hit for Roxette. Listen to it.
Do I have to?
Come on, ready?
We were too young to know that it's not really a good song.
Really?
Oh, I think it's great.
Really? I liked it then. But now.
Okay, this one I can identify with. This is number two from this week in 1989. Fine Young Cannibals doing She Drives Me Crazy.
This song drives me crazy.
Yeah, this is
I
good.
Like this song.
I do too. And Madonna was the number one. Who doesn't remember Like a Prayer? You got it?
Remember the video?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow, is that controversial?
Yeah, most vivid video in my mind of Madonna.
This had nothing to do with the tin things that she wore. And that was before this, right? Remember that book
One
that
Ambition
she...
One Ambition actually came after this, I believe.
Oh, really? Well, yeah. The book that accompanied it that had the tin things?
The
remember that?
Book that she made?
Was that what it was?
That was right after this.
Right. Moms and dads.
But this one actually dealt with racism and religion.
That means the plumber can't go there either. 28 after on Good Day. Mm-hmm.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
The flooring was high quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bella Wood prefinished flooring with a 100-year transferable warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 800-542-0203 to get your free copy now. 800-542-0203. 800-542-0203.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stephen, good day program. How do you feel about what's going on in the world today, really? 888-302-3684, Molly Page, Ken Kessler, Doug Stephan here with some new members of the political presidential squad, Carly Fiorina and Dr. Ben Carson, touting their presidential candidacies as one. Their issue is, or the reason to vote for them or support them, is inclusion. Expand the party base. And that, in my mind, certainly the Republicans could do a lot worse. Not necessarily. I mean, I don't know. Carly Fiorina, successful in business, A-OK person. Ben Carson is a waste of time as far as I'm concerned. That's just me. I just feel that he's another one of these wannabes. A lot of people think he has a lot to say. Because Fox anointed him in some way, shape, or form as someone to watch. But the problems the Republicans have include having an electorate that is not very diverse. Old white guys. And okay. Yeah, maybe a few women who go, I would bet. Here, you want me to really stir the pot?
Sure.
This woman who is who runs this woman Geller, who runs this group in Texas that doesn't like Muslims? I'm betting she's a registered Republican. What do you bet?
I don't know. I think you're jumping to conclusions.
You wouldn't know. I am jumping to conclusions. You think she's a registered Democrat?
I know. I think it's an excellent conclusion.
Well, there you go.
It's a small jump.
Well, yeah, I don't have not a lot of heavy lifting there.
No.
So, anyway, that's who else? Before we get into the Clintons, Kenny, who else do we need to be watching as far as candidates are concerned in your mind?
Well, the two Republicans who are highest in the polls are two that haven't announced yet, Jeb Bush and Scott Walker.
Right, okay. Of those two, who do you prefer? Who wins? If it's down to those two, and I'm betting this is a long way off. Wait a minute, primary isn't until a year while the primaries start in February, right? Next February?
I think so.
Yeah, okay. So we're 10 months away, 9 months away from any kind of voting. If voting is today, and it's between Jeb Bush and Scott Walker, who wins? Anybody want to take a shot at that one? Scott Walker, governor. Go ahead, Kenny.
Well, I was just going to say, they both have done so much that have alienated parts of their party. Could go either way.
Yeah, and that's part of the business of being inclusive is bringing people in who have diverse backgrounds, and that's going to alienate, by its very definition, alienate some members of the party. There are plenty of people who don't like Ben Carson because he's black. That's Republicans do not favor. This is a somebody's going to say, "Oh my God, what a gross generalization that is." Yeah, but you can make the leap. Just like I made the leap that Geller was probably a registered Republican if she's a member of any party. So that's kind of where I'm going. I'm not saying it has to be right. I'm not saying that I have to be right. I'm just telling you what I'm thinking based on whatever powers of observation I have been granted over the years. I just find that there isn't. I would like to see a woman president. And I don't know that it would be, I don't want to vote for Hillary because she's a woman. I like Carly Fiorina in some respects. Meg Whitman was somebody that also appealed to me in terms of ideas, but they weren't good at, these people run companies and they're used to being at the top. And you've heard me say 100 times, if you've heard me say it once, I think somebody from business ought to be running the country, not someone who's a politician. They become politicians after they get in there because they have to pay the piper. Look at what happened to Obama. He realized that he couldn't do what he wanted to do, even if he really meant, I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt here, if he really meant what he promised, he found out he couldn't do it. It was just all so much hooey. And they're all the same. They promise, oh my God, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, we're going to take your money and do it, give it to this guy, and it's your money. And yet they talk about, what's Ben Carson going to do for you? What do you mean, what's he going to do for me? What's Carly Fiorina going to do for you? What's Jeb Bush going to do for you? What has Obama done for you? Fill in the blank. Has he done, are race relations better in our country today than they were when he took over? Yes or no? Molly?
I think a lot more has come to the surface.
There's more awareness. There's a difference between awareness and being better.
But I think the people who were racist, for some reason, having a black man in the White House has given them permission to bring more of their racism to the surface. I don't quite understand why, but I think that's the case.
I'm not sure that's a bad thing. Get it out in the open. And then people can see it for what it is. Intolerance, bigotry, stupidity, any of those things. There are plenty of reasons to think Obama's not a great president, but it hasn't got anything to do with his skin color. Yet, if you listen to some people who are ignoramuses, that's all they talk about.
Yeah.
That is.
I heard someone actually say they call it the White House for a reason.
Oh,
there's not
great.
Supposed to be a black man in
there
it.
There you go. There we go. That's it. That's what you need.
Yeah.
Somebody, yeah. Just perfect. All right. Now, we have the 86-pound gorilla in the room are the Clintons. And I say the Clintons because, as Obama said when he was running in the primaries, I don't know who I'm running against. Is it Bill or Hillary? And that might be what is said today. And understand, I mean, today, May the 5th, but there is this continuing focus on the Clintons because they have a record. They got a trail. Both of them do. That's good and it's bad. Mrs. Clinton says that she will go talk to Congress on Benghazi and her email practices. Why? Why would you do that? What is there that could possibly... possibly be said about Benghazi that hasn't been said already? The accusations, the inferences, the facts, whatever it is. What is there that is yet to be said? He started to say something again. Yeah.
Well, she'll just look really bad if she
doesn't.
Right. Yeah.
Well, the reason for doing it is just that is the reason to have it. It reminds me of a scene from Madam Secretary last Sunday. Did you watch it? There's a scene in there where she testifies. She's been called to testify before a congressional hearing that is unfriendly to her and the current administration. And so the president says executive privilege and she doesn't have to testify. So then this guy that runs the committee brings her husband in to have him testify about whether she did some. It's actually a pretty good history lesson about, or civics lesson about how some aspects of government work, frankly, because I find them to be fairly accurate. And then she decides she's going to testify and comes out on top smelling like a rose. Mrs. Clinton is a lot smarter than most of those people who are trying to bag her. She just is. So she will have figured out how to either not make herself look bad or how to make them look bad because they called her in to testify. Yes? She's smarter than most of those people. Yes, do you agree on that?
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
Okay, all right. So maybe that's what she's figured out. Meanwhile, Bill Clinton says he has no regrets about his foundation taking foreign money and apparently not disclosing all of it while Mrs. Clinton served as Secretary of State. He said, quote, "There is no doubt in my mind that we have never done anything knowingly inappropriate in terms of taking money to influence any kind of American government policy." He's in Africa doing work for his Clinton Global Initiative. He said the foundation will come as close as we can during her presidential campaign to following the rules we followed when she became Secretary of State. He raised the possibility of stepping down should Mrs. Clinton win the White House. "I might, if I were asked to do something in the public interest that I had an obligation to do, or I might take less of an executive role in the foundation, but we'll cross that bridge when we come to it." What does that sound like? Somebody who's running away? Doesn't sound like anybody's running away to me.
No.
Nah.
And the State Department has come out saying they have found no evidence that anything that she did or the foundation did was wrong.
Mm. Okay. So, there you go. All right. So, why do we not like politicians in general? To wit, New York Senate Majority Leader Dean Skelos. Is that how you pronounce his name? S-K-E-L-O-S? Skelos? Skelos? Skelos. And his son surrendered to the FBI yesterday to face federal charges related to corruption. He's the highest elected Republican in the state, second top lawmaker to be charged this year in New York. The House leader was arrested, name is Sheldon Silver, in January for taking kickbacks from a law firm. Skelos and his son are reportedly under investigation for business dealings with an Arizona-based sewer company that was awarded a contract despite not being the lowest bidder. So he's in the sewer himself.
How do these guys think they're going to get away with this stuff?
I don't know. Their egos get so wrapped up around what it is that they think they can do, or how they it really is. You're right. That's the question, Kenny. How is it that you lose sight or control or whatever? How do you not? You lose touch. That's what it is. And that's what happens to politicians. And we let them get that way. They're out of touch. We like the regal pomposity of leadership. We want to stand back and say, "Oh, that guy's the president of the United States. He's going to be on David Letterman show." That sort of thing.
Do you think it's because we want to be romance? We want to be manipulated? We want to go, "Yeah, show me. Show me what you can do for us." Then they put on a show.
Yeah.
And it's all about the show business.
Right. Especially
rather than really who the people are.
Yeah. Right. Was Joan Rivers' death preventable? I don't know. They have to do a lot of heavy lifting, but we'll talk about that in a moment. It's 15 and a half for the hour on Good Day.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online and 627.15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store, staples.com/signs for details.
Okay, so you've tried to whiten your teeth before and know how annoying it can be. One, maybe you used the strips or the trays and that was too much work to deal with and it got messy. Two, maybe it was too sensitive on your teeth. Or three, maybe you have caps or crowns or veneers and it just wasn't working on those. That's why I use Power Swabs. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes. I'm talking on average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Clinically proven. If you have caps, crowns, or veneers, Power Swabs can get rid of the stains on them as well. Who doesn't want a nice white smile to go with the good weather? Call now for your 5-minute solution to whiter and brighter teeth. 800-281-6829. That's 800-281-6829. Call now. Mention Doug Steffen. Get free shipping on your entire order. That's 800-281-6829 for Power Swabs. 800-281-6829.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
I recently received a letter from my town government requiring me to make an appointment to let tax inspectors tour my home. Not just the outside, but the inside of my home. It made me angry. Many people just assume the government has whatever authority it claims, but I know that the Bill of Rights protects me against such searches without a warrant issued with probable cause that I'm a criminal. Looking through the lens of liberty, I said no. It turned out, of course, that there was no such law, and the town backed down, but only because someone questioned it. We the people need to constantly resist these endless little intrusions that slowly chip away our liberty. Remember, freedom doesn't begin in the White House. It begins in my house and yours.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
I'm up for an Activia commercial. I'm so nervous because I lost out on the Depends. And,
really?
Remember June Allison? Hi, I'm June Allison. While I'm talking to you, I'm taking a dump.
Joan Rivers joking with David Letterman about missing out on a Depends commercial, part of the celebration of David Letterman's career on the late night show. And Joan Rivers, of course, long since gone. When did she died last summer, wasn't it? Summertime last year? When she died? September of last year, I think. All right. So Melissa Rivers, her daughter, feels strongly that her mother ought to be alive today. The situation that she was put through and her death was 100% preventable. That should tell you something about the lawsuits that are going on and how all of this stuff is going to play out. I would say if there's anything that's a clue to what they're doing now about quote-unquote unprofessional behavior at that clinic, in the lawsuit, Melissa... this thing was filed a couple of months ago, alleges the doctors treating her mother were cluelessly cracking jokes, taking selfies while her mother was crashing on the operating table. Anesthetologist, that's how you pronounce it, anesthesiologist, him too. Dr. Renuka Bankula filed a response after insisting that she took every life-saving measure that her job allowed her to do. No, the lawsuit says nothing. We're not buying that for a second. So that's fair. Speaking of older people, the guy from Nepal, how'd he do? Is he okay?
He is doing okay, and he's still cute.
He's cute.
He's adorable. He looks like a little kid.
The story about Richard Overton, an old veteran, is kind of cute too. At DougStefan.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Parsons from bestfares.com is here with an overview of what's going on in terms of the usual things, the balance of what's going on in airplanes and on airlines and air. You told me yesterday that American Airlines in the first quarter of this year profited by nearly $1 billion.
Right.
This is an airline that 4 years ago lost $1 billion, I think, in the first quarter, didn't it?
Well, they lost, yeah, billions, yeah. And then they also, and, you know, Delta's doing real good, too. United's doing real good.
All right, so then let's look at mergers. The way they sell this to us is that we'll have more flights going to more places and they'll be cheaper. When, in fact, there are fewer flights going to fewer places and they're more expensive, but it's good for them, which is great, I mean, if you're a stockholder.
Now, look at Southwest Airlines and AirTran, okay? Mm-hmm. Southwest usually made about $400 million a year. That was a good year for Southwest.
Right.
This first quarter, now the first quarter is usually January, February, and March, one of the worst travel periods of the year except for the spring break travel period.
Yep.
And the airlines, many of them are losing money over the past. Southwest always stressed that month, that quarter. Because they, you know, they reported like 100 and some quarters of pure, you know, a profit of some sort, and they did $400 million. Okay, now that's what Southwest used to do in a year in profits.
Right.
And now they did that in the worst quarter of the year. And what is the next now? That's where Southwest got smart. Short-haul flights in America today, if you fly like Dallas to Houston or Dallas San Antonio, Dallas Midland, which was 300, 400 miles away, they're running $175 to $225. And yet, out of Dallas, because of the Wright Amendment, some fare wars, we can fly to Chicago, Atlanta, Denver, Washington, D.C. for under $100. And there's double and triple the distance. There's no rhyme or reason.
No, there isn't. And the way this stuff is going out, I track the same because for years, for 23 years, the most frequent flying route that I take is Boston to Los Angeles. And I do it normally 12, 13, 14 times a year. Sometimes more. It just depends. So when I'm back and forth during the winter, price is $300 and something. So now I'm going next week to L.A. It was $500 and something. And I asked about June. It's $700 and something just because of demand, even though on that particular route there are more flights now than there were a year ago, but fewer than there were 4 years ago. So, and but more people are traveling, so the airline figures out how to box them. They're going to go through Chicago or maybe Dallas or whatever it is just to keep the planes all full. And that's the secret here, isn't it? Somehow or other, they figured out how to fill, keep the planes. When's the last time you got on a plane that wasn't full?
I know. Well, I'm just saying it's they've actually done something they've been trying to do for probably 20 years, and now they've got there.
Yeah.
Not only did that work, they also get lower fuel.
Yeah.
And right. Then you combine that and
the seats. Here's another one. I'm going to Orlando in 2 weeks. So I don't have status on Delta like I do on American. American to go to Orlando is a pain in the neck, so I go to Delta. You've got to pay $59 more for the trip each way to get in a seat that isn't 31 inches from the last seat. So at least I can, and I'm not a big guy.
And that's something your listeners really need to look at this summer. Not only do you want to book in advance and find the cheapest airfare, but you also want to get the planes, and you're probably going to sit in the back of the airplane if you hope to get a family of four together. If not, there'll be plenty of middle seats, but do you want a family of four, especially if they're three, four, or five, you know, down the middle of the seats, or do you, they're going to force you to pay a premium for what they call the seats that and some of these
things
won't be any special other than they're an hour window.
Yep. Now, there's one thing. We got about a minute left here. Some of the experts are saying rows of seats packing passengers in closer together may be a safety problem, and the FAA is looking at this. So you think the FAA will force the airlines to push seats back so there's more room so in case there's an emergency people can get out?
I don't know. The first airline they better look at is Spirit Airlines.
Spirit,
their pitch is 28 inches.
Yeah.
The average American Delta and I is probably 30, 31 inches in coach. Southwest, actually, airplanes, it can be up to the 737s, 800s can be up to 33 inches.
Yeah.
And then JetBlue still has some planes out there with 34 inches. So, I mean, everybody thinks it's getting a little bit smaller and this and that, but what they're doing is they're just giving, they're just moving the seats around and making it really tight in the back of the plane. They're making the premium seats with more leg room so you can charge more in the front.
More. Give us more. Tom Parsons, check out bestfares.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.